Good evening and welcome to Verity Baptist Church. Let's go ahead and find our seats this evening. Find a seat, find a hymnal close to you. Turn to page number 412. Song number 412. And we will open the service with Onward, Christian Soldier. Song number 412. Let's go ahead and sing it out. On the first.
Onward, Christian
to have their kids sit in the front. The first three rows are reserved for all the kids. All right, song number 412. Sing it out on the second. Like you mean it for this one. Song number 412 is finished strong. On the last. Amen. Great singing. Welcome to Verity Baptist Church in our family and fun night here at Verity Baptist Church. We're so glad that you are with us. We're going to sing favorites in just a moment, but I just want to remind everyone here that the first three rows are for the kids. So if parents, if you feel comfortable for you guys to send your kids to the front, we'd love for you to do that. Again, welcome to family and fun night. It's going to be an exciting service, but before we do that, let's open the service with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for a great evening, Lord. And we thank you for these dear kids, Lord, who would come sing praises to your name. And we thank you for this church who would do these things for your glory, Lord. And we pray that you bless everything that's happening tonight. We pray for the singing, the preaching, the lesson, and the lesson for the teens and everything that's happening tonight, Lord, would only bring glory and honor to your name. And we love you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And as Pastor announced before, we're only going to be taking favors from all the kids, all right? So, kids, raise your hands. It's now time for favors where if you're selected, we will sing a song from the stanza that you, from the song that you pick. Go ahead, Emma. 145. We're going to start strong with It Is Well With My Soul, song number 145. When peace like a river, sing it out on the first.
When peace like a river runs and in the rain, when sorrows like sea billows roll, the river that thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Let's go, ladies. Song number 3, Jesus Paid It All, song number 3. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Song number 3, sing it out on the first.
I hear the Savior say,
Lainey, God. What was it? 328. Song number 328. I Want That Mountain. Song number 328 is a fun song, so kids, sing out. All right. Song number 328. Sing it out on the first. Four hundred and fifteen. Victory Through Grace, song number 415. Conquering Now and Still to Conquer, song number 415. Sing it out on the first. Yeah, go ahead. 143. Psalm number 143. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Sing it out on the first. Song, Brother Montel's kid. Yeah, you. 22. This will be the last song for favorites, kids. You did a great job selecting the songs. Song number 22, Are You Washed in the Blood? Song number 22, sing it out. Have you been to Jesus? Sing it out on the first. Have you been to Jesus?
Welcome you to our family fun night tonight. We're so glad that you are with us. And these kids look very good up here in the front. They're doing a very good job, and we appreciate them being here. Let's go ahead and take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. If you do not have a bulletin, just raise your hand, and one of our ushers can get one for you. The verse this week, Psalm 118:24, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a good verse there. We like that. You open up your bulletin, you'll see our service time, Sunday morning service, 10:30 a.m., and we had a wonderful service this morning. We're glad you're back out tonight for our evening service, and of course, tonight's a very special service. It's our family fun night, and we hope that you will enjoy it and learn from it. And we have our Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and we encourage you to be with us on Wednesday night. Of course, if you look at our soul winning times, our main soul winning time is on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., and then we have additional soul winning times on Thursdays and Sundays at 2 p.m., and if you are a soul winner, please make sure that you mark your salvations on your communication card so that we can get those added to the bulletin. If you have a map that you did not finish, please clearly mark what was done, was not done, and you can return it in the bin, in the foyer, so we can get that recycled through. And if you're running late, of course, you can call us there at the number 916-868-9080. If you look at the announcements and upcoming events, we just want you to remember that we have our I Love My Church Sunday coming up on February 9th. You should have one of these cards there in your bulletin. Make sure you use that as a reminder for yourself and also as a tool to invite somebody. This sounds just a little echoey to me. If you could help me with that, I'd appreciate it. Can you help me with that? Thank you. Use this as a tool for inviting somebody to church. And then homeschool group, we've got PE class on Thursday, February 6th, and then we've got the Valentine's Day party on Friday, February 14th. So don't forget about that. And if you'd like to attend, you can sign up on your communication card. And then, of course, we've got sign-up sheets in the back. So make sure that you sign up, parents, to help. There's some volunteer opportunities there for you. Biblical Leadership Institute coming up on Tuesday, February 11th, 9 chapters a day. Make sure you're just sticking with it. Don't give up and stay at it. And then, of course, there was choir practice today. There's other things there for you to look at. If you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of January or through the end of this week, we have Miss Irma Lisa's birthday on February 1st. John Vakulchik has a birthday on February 1st. And Brother Oliver and Miss Melody Gonzalez have an anniversary on February 1st. Praise report, money matters, all of those things are there for you to look at. So just some quick announcements about the family fun night. Of course, we've got the kids sitting up here at the front. I think probably most of the kids are up here. And if you feel comfortable with your kids sitting up front, then we'd love for them to be up here. If not, then that's fine. But just a couple of things. We do have a special lesson for the teens in the fellowship hall. So in a moment here, when we're done with the announcements, we're going to sing a song. When we're done singing, we're going to receive the offering. And during the offering time, the teenagers can get up and go out the back side doors there and head to the fellowship hall. And you're going to have a special lesson that is taught there. We're going to begin the family fun night aspect of this service after the offering. And so just be aware of that. And then also, after the service, at the end of the service, once the service is completed, right here in the front of the auditorium, we're going to have Brother Matt Lee Wilson is going to be doing some balloon animals for the kids after the service, all right? So there's going to be that after the service. Just make a note of that. We are going to have some prizes for the kids who listen during the lesson, all right? So children, I want you all to look up here. Look at me. Everybody's eyes. Make awkward eye contact with me. All right, good. Yeah, that was very awkward. All right, look at me, and we want you to pay attention, all right? We're going to ask some questions afterwards, and you're going to get a chance to win some prizes. I think I've got the prizes over here. I've got a whole basket full of prizes, and there's all sorts of goodies here. There's these are actually pretty awesome. These are like planes that fly a pretty far distance, and we've got just all sorts of little toys and things here. So you got to pay attention, all right? And you've got to sit quietly, all right? So you got to pay attention. You got to sit quietly. Everybody look at me. You put your hands on your lap and close your mouths, all right? You're going to make your parents look bad, all right? You're going to teach them how to sit well in church. You're doing such a great job. And so make sure that you're paying attention. We're going to get started here in a minute. So teens, you know where to go. Kids, you're going to stay here. And I think that's it for all of the announcements. So we're going to go ahead and take our songbooks, and we're not going to sing the chorus of the week. I'm going to go ahead and take one more favorite, and let's see from the kids. Who has a favorite? Who has a favorite? My Hannah, go ahead. What? 215? 215? Let's go ahead and do that. 215. And we're going to sing, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul. 215, as we prepare to receive the offering this evening, sing it out on the first.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you.
church, as you can tell. So have the kids sit up here, and if you've got little ones, we've got mother baby rooms and daddy rooms available for your convenience. Don't forget to turn your cell phones off or place them on silent. We'd appreciate your help with that. And I think that's it for the announcement. So we'll have the guys come up and help us with the offering at this time. And let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for these children. Lord, I pray that you would bless them, help them to pay attention, to learn, help the adults to pay attention and learn. Lord, I pray that you'd help everything to go well tonight, help the teens to be able to learn and receive something from the Word of God. And Lord, we ask that you would just help us as we invest in this next generation. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome to Verity Baptist Church's Family Fun Night.
It's so nice to have you with us. Kids out there, please move to the first three rows.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Amy. Please pay attention and get ready to sing some fun songs. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we're going to sing some awesome songs tonight. Kids, I'm going to need your help for some of these songs, all right? We're going to do some songs here. The first one's called Amen, Brother, Amen. We have not sung this one song before, so I'm going to have some practice here, okay? Girls, I need you to start with me. You're going to say Amen, brother, amen, as loud as you can on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Amen.
All right, boys, I think you can do better. Here we go. You're going to say amen, brother, amen. Ready? Here we go. Good job. All right. So we're going to sing this song. You ready, brother? We're going to go. Go ahead and start. I'm going to sing it through, and you sing with me as you can. We'll learn it together. Here we go.
I have found a wonderful Savior. Amen, brother. Amen. He has changed all my behavior. Amen, brother. Amen.
Who thinks that's pretty easy? You think that's pretty easy? Who thinks that's pretty easy? All right, we're going to do it again. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go.
I have found the wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. He has changed all my behavior. Amen, brother, amen.
And then the girls, you're going to go like this. Amen, brother. Please don't laugh. And then the boys, you're going to go,
amen, sister.
Okay? And then we'll all go together. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go. We're going to start from the top. Amen, brother, amen. Here we go.
I have found the wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen. He has changed all my behavior. Amen, brother, amen.
Amen, brother and sister.
Amen, brother, amen. I have found the wonderful Savior.
Some of y'all looking at me like, what? All right, now that y'all know what we're doing, we're going to do a second verse. So how I love to sing his praises. Amen, brother, amen. When we get to the amen, brother, you say, amen, brother. And then we say, amen, sister. You got it? Here we go.
Oh, how I love to sing his praises. Amen, brother, amen. It's by amazing grace he saves us. Amen. Amen, brother, amen. I have found the wonderful Savior. Amen, brother, amen.
All right, I know that was new, brand new. Good job. Do number six here. We're going to do a song some of you probably know. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Any kids know this one? Awesome. Here we go. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Some of y'all know this one? Here we go.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
That was a lot better. Jesus died for all the children. Here we go.
Jesus died for all the children. Precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world.
Good job. Jesus rose for all the children. Here we go.
Jesus rose for all the children. All the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world.
Good job. Y'all are singing good tonight. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Anybody heard that one before? Some of you? All right. If you know it, sing it out nice and loud so you can help the others next to you. Here we go. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. We'll start with eyes, then we'll go to hands, then we'll go to feet. Here we go.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands,
Good job. I forgot that clap in the last part. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Last one. Make sure everybody claps. Here we go. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. All right. We're going to do the same tune, but different words. These are the words to... John 5:13. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you that you may know that ye have eternal life." And we're going to pound that truth into your heart tonight through music. So these, I'm going to sing it first. Y'all just listen. I'm going to sing it through once. Then we'll sing it all together. Here we go. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Good job. We'll sing it one more time through. Everybody together, here we go. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. For the Father up above is looking down in love. I messed that one up. Good job, guys. You were paying attention. I wasn't. Good job. Good job.
Hi, Amy. What are you doing?
I'm reading the most fascinating book about dinosaurs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I wish I lived a million trillion kabillion years ago so I could see them in real life.
I don't think that's true, Amy. The Bible teaches that the Earth is not a million trillion kabillion years old.
Yes, it is true. This book says dinosaurs are a group of reptiles that first lived about 245 million years ago. Ha! So there, Freddy.
Well, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God created everything.
What are you talking about, Freddy? I read in a book that we are animals. We came from monkeys, which explains why I love to climb trees and eat bananas.
I didn't come from a monkey.
Kids out there, raise your hands if you like to climb trees. Raise them high. Come on, raise them up. Now, kids, raise your hands if you like to eat bananas. See, Freddy, they're all monkeys like me.
No, Amy, we did not come from monkeys.
Freddy, just look way out there. I can see a few monkeys sitting right there.
Amy, we didn't come from monkeys.
Oh, yes, we did. I read a book, and it said that we evolved from monkeys or apes.
Well, if that's the case, then why are there still monkeys and apes? Shouldn't they have all evolved into humans?
I don't have an answer for that, but I know this. I like the fact that because I can act like an animal and do whatever I want.
You really need to pay attention to Pastor's lesson tonight, because he's going to teach us from the Bible how everything was created.
Okay, don't worry, Freddy. I'll pay attention to the Bible lesson.
Good, because you really need it. He is getting ready to start. Make sure to be quiet and pay attention.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Right. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our lesson tonight. And if you have a Bible, if you adults have a Bible, you can take your Bibles and go to Genesis chapter number 1. And just like Amy and Freddie were talking about, we're going to learn tonight the very first story in the Bible, and it is a story about creation. So we're going to learn about creation. I think some of these kids are asking for Bibles. I'm not sure if they need them, go ahead. I don't think some of them can read, but All right. Can you, if you can read and you need a Bible, keep your hand up. How about that? If you can read and you need a Bible. All right. I'm going to do a reading test right now. So we're going to learn about the first story in the Bible. We're going to learn about creation. And I just want to remind you that we talked about the fact that after the lesson, there's going to be some questions. All right. So if you have, if you pay attention, you're going to learn from the Word of God, and then you can answer some of these questions. And what I'm going to do for you kids is I'm actually going to draw tonight. All right. How many kids like to draw? Who likes to draw? All right. A lot of you like to draw, little artists. When I was a kid, I used to like to draw a lot, and I'm going to draw some things for you, and I want you to guess for me what it is that I am drawing, all right? I'm going to draw some things for you, and you can guess for me what it is that I am drawing, and you can just go ahead and call it out, all right, kids? As soon as you think you know what I'm drawing, you go ahead and call it out. Earth? All right, good. Who thinks it's the earth? Who thinks it's the earth? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's the moon? All right, you guys are a smart bunch. I'm going to go ahead and just finish drawing this, all right? And this is the earth. Now, the reason I drew the earth is because the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So I'm drawing the earth here to show you that on day one, because the Bible says that God created everything in the universe in 1 week, in 7 days. On the seventh day, God rested, but in 6 literal days, God created everything in the universe. And the Bible begins by telling us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the, what is this? Earth. All right. Now, for some of you kids out there that are Bible theologians, let me go ahead and say this, all right? The earth actually did not look like this on day one, because the Bible teaches that God actually did not divide the waters from the earth until a different day. So the earth didn't actually look like this, but I drew it like this so you can identify the earth, because otherwise I would have just drawn a circle with blue all over it, because the Bible says that actually on day one, the entire earth was covered with water, all right? So we have the earth. See if you can guess what this is. This one's not going to be as easy maybe to guess. A sun. Well, what about this? So here's what I... All right, so listen up. The Bible says that on the first day, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible also says that on the first day, God divided the light from darkness. He created the light, and he divided it from darkness. All right, I'm going to read this for you in the Bible. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible says this. Can we turn this off, please? Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So I just read to you what the Bible says was created on the first day, all right? So let's review. God created the heaven and the what on the first day? Earth. What else did he create? He created light. Light, good. And he divided the light from what? From darkness. All right, good. You guys are a good students. What do you think God created on the second day? The second day, the Bible tells us, I'm just going to draw something and let's see if you guys can guess what it is, all right? A cloud. All right, hold on. I heard star. Who thinks these are stars? Somebody was saying stars, all right? Who thinks these are hot dogs? All right. Who thinks these are clouds? Clouds. All right, yeah, I drew clouds. Now, the Bible doesn't say that God created clouds on the second day, but I drew this to illustrate this. The Bible tells us that God created a thing called the firmament, and God called the firmament heaven, and what God created was the sky. And the Bible tells us that God divided the waters. What do you think that is?
Water.
That God divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. So on day one, he created the earth, he created the heavens and the earth, he created the light, and he divided the light from darkness. On the second day, God created the firmament, or heaven, and he divided the waters from the firmament, and the firmament is what we call atmosphere, or sky. Let me read it for you from the Bible. Genesis 1:6 says this, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day." All right, so what did God create on the second day? He created what? The sky, what we call atmosphere or firmament, and God divided the sky, the firmament, from the waters, all right? So we have the waters down here, and they are divided from the firmament. Now, on the third day, the Bible tells us, let's see if you can guess this. I'm going to need a few colors for this one, all right? So let's see if you can guess this, okay? Who thinks they know what that is? Water. Okay, water. All right, good. Some of those are good guesses. Some of them are not very good guesses, but some of them are good guesses. Okay, who thinks they can guess now? All right, so what is this? This is land? What is this?
Water.
All right. What is this? Land. Good. What is this? It is a palm tree. The Bible says that on day three, God divided the waters from the land, and he brought plant life to life. The Bible says in day three, let me read it to you. "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day." All right, so on the third day, God gathered the waters together, and he called it the sea. That's this. And God made the dry land to appear, and God created the plant life. All right, so that's what happened on the third day. So here's what happened. Day one, God created the heaven and the what?
Earth.
And God created the light, and he divided the light from darkness. All right. Then the Bible tells us that God created the heaven, or the firmament, the sky, and he divided the water from the firmament. And then the Bible tells us on day three that God divided the water from the land. He made the land to appear, and he called it earth, and he called the waters seas, and then he made plant life to grow upon the earth. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? All right, now let's go to the fourth day. Let's see if you can guess what God created on the fourth day. me. Is that a son? All right. Okay, all right. That sounds good. Let's see if we can guess this one. And all right. Okay, let's see if you can guess this one. And the stars. All right. The Bible tells us that on the fourth day, God created the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay, let me read it for you. Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be light, in the firmament of the heavens, and divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that's the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, that's the moon. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. All right, so we're 4 days into creation. So what did God create on day four? He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. All right, good. What do you think God created on the fifth day? Let's see if you can guess what God created on the fifth day. Let me get some colors here. I'm missing one of my colors, I think. There we go. I couldn't find this one. Let me see what colors I need for this. So, see if you can guess this. This one's going to be hard. You're going to have to pay attention, okay? Okay, all right. Let's take a vote. Let's see how good my drawings are. Who thinks this is a hippopotamus? All right. Who thinks it's a cow? Who thinks it's a bird? Bird? All right. So the Bible tells us that on day five, God created the birds, and the Bible tells us that God created. Let's see if I can do this. Who thinks that's a cow? Okay, all right, quiet down. Who thinks that's a whale? All right, yeah, it's a whale. The Bible tells us that God created the animals that are in the sky, in the firmament of heaven, and in the water, in the oceans. Not just whales, he also... All right. He created fish. Okay, let me read it for you. Day five, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth with the waters, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. All right, so on day number five, God created birds, and God created the creatures of the sea, all right? The fish and the whales of the sea. All right, let's see if you can guess the next one. You're never going to get this one. Hannah, you've already seen it, so I don't want you to say anything. See if you can guess this. Some of you are cheating by reading your Bibles. But that's okay. All right. Okay, who thinks it's a ladybug? Who thinks it's a strawberry? It could probably be both. All right, yeah, it's a ladybug. All right, you know what the Bible tells us God created on day six? He created insects. Insects. Not only did God create insects, but on day six, he created, let's see if you can guess this. Okay, who thinks it's a dog? Who thinks it's a cat? Who thinks it's an elephant? All right, elephant. So I drew an elephant because the Bible says that on day six, not only did God create elephants, but God created all the animals that live on land. All right? So we have insects, we have the animals that live on land, and let's see if you can guess this. Okay, so I don't know if that's what Adam looked like. Obviously, Adam wasn't wearing clothes, but I'm not going to draw that. But God created man. On day six, God created man. All right, so we've gone through all 6 days of creation. On day one, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the light, and he divided the light from the darkness. On day two, he created the sky, or the firmament, heaven. And he divided it from the waters under the firmament and also the waters above the firmament. On day three, he divided the land from the water. He made the earth to appear, and he created plant life. On day four, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars. On day five, he created the fowls of the air, and he created the animals in the sea, the whales and the fish. And on day six, he created everything that lives on land, insects, the land animals, and human beings. Now, Here's one thing, because we want you guys to learn this, but I want you to remember it as well, all right? So one easy way for you to maybe remember this in the future is this. When we divide the creation week into two different parts, then it helps us to remember what was created on one day, on what day, all right? If you take the first 3 days, because obviously on the seventh day, the Bible says that God rested. In fact, let me just go ahead and read to you. I don't think I read day number six, but the Bible says, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. And in verse 31, the Bible says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All right, so here's a way that you can remember this. If you think of the first 3 days as the day that God formed, in fact, let's just say, think of the first 3 days as forming, and think of the next 3 days as filling. This will help you remember what was created when. If you consider the fact that on the first 3 days, God formed things. What helps me to remember this is I think of like a cup. God formed and he created. Let me redo that. He created the place. He created the earth. and the heaven. He created the firmament and divided it from the waters. He divided the waters into seas and the earth and plant life. This is the forming stage. Then what God does on the next 3 days after he forms, then he fills. He fills what he formed. So notice the connection here. You have the heaven and the earth, light and darkness. But then God fills the heavens with the sun, the moon, and the stars. He creates the sky and fills it with the animals that are going to fly in the sky, the fowls of the air. He creates the water and he fills it with the animals that are going to swim in the water, the fish and the whales, the sea creatures. On day three, he brings the earth and he makes plant life, and then he fills the earth with insects and with land animals and with human beings, all right? So hopefully, for some of you older kids, maybe this is an easy way to remember. Days 1, 2, and 3, God formed. Days 4, 5, and 6, God filled. And on the 7th day, the Bible tells us he rested, all right? On the 7th day, he rested. So that is the creation story. Now, let me just give you some real quick applications with regards to creation, all right? Since God created the heaven and the earth, that's what the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, then what that tells us is that there is no Big Bang theory, all right? There are people out there who teach, and they reject the Bible, they reject what the Bible teaches, and they'll teach that all of this came into existence without God, that there was just a big explosion, and then it all came into existence. But that's not true, because the Bible tells us that God created everything. God created the heaven and the earth. Not only that, the Bible tells us that God created man. God created man on what day? Day number 6. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image. And since that's true, then here's what's not true: evolution. There are people who are going to try to teach you that we evolved from animals, that we came from apes. And you might read a book one day, and it says that we came from apes and we came from monkeys. But that's not true, because the Bible says that God created all the animals and God created man in his image. Also, there are going to be people who are going to tell you that the earth is millions and billions and kabillions of years old, but that's not true. That the universe is millions and billions of years old, that's not true. The Bible tells us that the earth's about 6,000 years old, and I'm not giving you an exact number there. But the reason they want you to think that the universe is billions of years old is because they need that much time to lie to you and tell you that we evolved and we came from animals. But the Bible tells us that God created everything and that God created you. So since God created everything and since God created everyone, then here's the big takeaway. He must have a purpose and a plan for your life, for all of you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 139 and verse 14, I'm just going to read this for you. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The Bible says that we were all created by God. He says that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And I want you kids to remember this. If God made you, then he must have a plan for you. If God created you, then he must have a purpose for you. God has a purpose and God has a plan. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise, all right? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for these young people. And Lord, we thank you for the creation story that tells us the origins of man and where we came from and the fact that there is a God that loves us and cares for us. And Lord, we pray that you would help these young people to learn to love you and care for you, to realize that you created them with a purpose and a plan. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
So, Amy, what did you think of Pastor's Bible lesson on creation?
It was good.
And what else?
I learned a lot.
And what else? Who was right?
Okay, Freddy, you were right. God created everything.
And who was wrong?
Oh, Freddy, I was wrong. We didn't come from monkeys. But...
What?
I still think I see some funny-looking monkeys back there.
Oh, Amy.
I'm just kidding, Freddy. I learned a lot tonight. I learned that God created everything.
I'm glad you paid attention, Amy. Good job.
Thank you, Freddy. I'm looking forward to the next family fun night. I love learning about the Bible.
Bye. 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 Bye.
All right, kids, real quick, we're going to go ahead and ask you some questions. Who wants to win some prizes? Okay, we've got some prizes here. So I'm going to ask a question. You put your hands down, put your hands down, put your hands down. I'm going to ask a question, and when I say go, I'm going to, the first person that I see, because I don't see you guys are fast, the first person I see to raise your hand, I'm going to pick them, and I'm going to, and you're going to answer the question. If you answer the question, then you can come up here. You can't be shy, all right? You can come up here and grab a prize from our prize box here. I'm going to put it right here behind that speaker. And, well, let me just show you everything we've got in here. I don't know what these things are called, but this is, and what is this called? Does anybody know? I don't think these are sticky hands. I think this is like an etch-sketch type thing. All right, we've got little planes in here. We've got, of course, the flyers. We've got these things. I think these are for your parents to spank you with, maybe. All right. We've got all sorts of just little toys in here, little treats. Okay, actually, I'm going to put the box here. And we'll. So let me go ahead and ask the first question. All right, everybody put your hands down. Put your hands down. Now, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask the question. Don't raise your hand if you don't know the answer. Don't raise your hand if you don't know the answer. But if you know the answer, and you can look up here, and maybe this will help you with the answer, all right? So here's the question number one. What did God do on day three? Go ahead. Yeah.
He created
land on day three. All right. Yeah. Well, he divided the waters from the land, but that's good enough. So come on up, and you can grab a prize. Grab a prize. Yeah, let's give her a round of applause. You got to tell us what you got, though. Tell us what you got. What is that? I don't know either. Show it to everybody. I think it's like, isn't that an Etch-a-Sketch or something like that? Somebody help me with that. I don't know. All right, good job. Let's give her a round of applause. Okay, next question. Put your hand, I'm going to look this way. You got to put your hand down first. Down first, okay? Next question. What did God create on day two? Day two. I think your hand was up. Do you know? Cloud? All right. I think your brother helped you with that. He created the sky. Come on up and grab something. See what you... Good job. All right. You got a plane. All right. Let's give him a round of applause. Here's another question. I'm going to go over here. Go over here. What did God create on day one?
The earth.
I think it was her. Yep. Good. Good job. Come on up. All right. Grab something from here. Show everybody what you got. Everybody, what you got? All right. Those are the popular ones. Okay. Let's see. We've done two from here. Let's do this side. Tell me one thing that God created on day six. I think Ollie's hand was up first. All right. Well, you gave me three things, but you can only get one prize. All right. Good job. Let's give him a round of applause. Dig in there. What's in there that you like? Okay. He got a plane. Okay. We're going to do one more. This one's going to be a hard one. I'm going to try to stand back and see if I can see who says it, okay? What did Pastor teach to help you remember what was created on what day? Put your hands down, put your hands down, put your hands down, put your hands down. Hands down, okay? On your mark, get set. No. On your mark, get set. No. On your mark, get set, go. Man, I think, Madison, you got to explain it. What it was it?
Forming.
Okay, what does that mean? Think about this thing. He created the space, okay? All right, and then give me the other one.
Okay, so what do you do with the space? He filled it. All right, come on up. Good job. Let's give her a round of applause. Grab something. Good job. All right, those are the popular ones, I guess. Okay, thank you, guys. Good job. So let me just give you one last thing before we're done tonight. We're going to have Brother RJ come up and lead us in a last song. But just one last thing. Next time we do this, which is going to be 1 month from now, all right? I think the last Friday of February. This is for the kids, but more for the parents, too. We're going to give you a memory verse. And if you memorize this verse in the next month, then everyone who comes back next month and they memorize the verse can grab a prize from our prize box here, okay? So here's the verse. I'm going to give it to you. It's Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, 14, it says this: I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. All right, you have a whole month to memorize that verse. Now, here's what we're going to do, okay? If you say the verse word perfect to your parents, and they tell us that you said it to them word perfect, then next time you'll be able to grab a prize from the box, all right? So it's the honor system. Can we trust your parents? Who thinks we can trust your parents? Yeah? All right? Some of you don't have your hands up, but I understand. Okay. So Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, 14. Memorize it. Say it to your parents. And if they say that you said it, then next time, if you say it, you can grab something from the prize box. All right. God bless you guys. You did a good job. Brother RJ is going to lead us in a final song.
Amen. Let's grab our songbooks and turn to page number 316. Song number 316. We used to sing this at one of those Sunday school classes. I have decided to follow Jesus, kids. I want you all to be singing out, all right? Song number 316. I have decided to follow Jesus. Sing it out on the first. I have decided to follow Jesus. Thank everyone here for being with us this evening. And if anyone here has questions about salvation, baptism, or church membership, pastor will be at the door. And I would love to talk to you directly to someone who's trained to do that as well. Brother Matt, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer? God bless you. You're dismissed.